Welcome in here to week one of Trojan Preview on KJN, our weekly chance to catch up with Atlantic Head football coach Mike McDermott. Coach, welcome into the season.
Yeah, thank you, Chris, and thank you to KJN.
Well, I know you've been putting in a lot of work here. We caught up with you about a week ago talking about how the team's getting prepared. Have you continued to see the progress you'd like here in game week?
Yeah, definitely. Last few days of practice have been productive, and we think we're still moving forward, and that's good.
Well, I guess you've already talked a little bit about how you want to have your team approach the game and how you want them to kind of play throughout the season. Sounds like hopefully lining up and doing a little bit more in the power run game, more traditional style of running offense from time to time. Obviously, you'll mix it up, but is that still kind of what you want to hang your hat on here in this opening game, is go out there and set the tone with the run game?
Yeah, definitely. Especially early in the year here, we need to do that. Just, you know, as we talked about earlier, breaking in a new quarterback. You know, Garrett McLaren seems to have won that battle. We're excited about him. He looked good in our scrimmage, and he's progressing well too. But still, we need him to be comfortable out there this first game. So we're going to rely heavily on the rush game, play action pass off of that. But our defense is going to have to really hold down the fort also.
Well, I know you got a number of guys in that backfield that you're probably comfortable in handing the ball off to. I'm sure Tyler Moen's a guy that sticks out as far as carrying some of that workload. Who are the guys back there that folks are going to be seeing here in the opening week?
Well, you'll see a number of different guys back there. You know, Tyler Moen's the guy that's going to have to carry us offensively. He's going to be our featured back. We're going to try to get him the ball multiple ways. But other guys in the backfield, you'll see Bodie Johnson carry the ball a little bit, most notably last year as a linebacker, but he'll play a little bit both ways. You're also going to see guys like Garrett Reynolds, who kind of plays tight end for us as a fullback position, as well as Niall Peterson. So there'll be kind of a mixture of guys there, and we're doing some different things with those guys as well.
Well, when you do get out of maybe that eye look that you're going to run some, what other formations are you going to line the guys up in here to try to mix it up?
Well, traditionally, as you mentioned, we're a pro and a twins-type team with just one tight end. But you'll see some double tight stuff, double wide stuff. You know, trying to, you know, widen out that defensive front. When you get in a double tight end set, puts a lot of pressure on the D linemen just because they have so many gaps to fill, and the linebackers. So the defense kind of has to declare what they want to do, and then we take advantage of that. So we like our two tight end sets. I think you'll see a lot of that.
Well, on the other side of the ball defensively, has that continued to progress there? I know you're hoping to find those guys that, you know, will fit the mold in some of those different positions to allow you to stay in more of a traditional front. Has that been going well?
Yeah, you know, really on both sides of the ball, I think you're going to see a lot of guys play and a lot of guys get rotated in and out. There's certain positions that we really haven't seen anybody necessarily, you know, grab hold of that position, so to speak. So I think we're going to continue to play it out because both kids, you know, appear to be, you know, about even. So that's kind of good. We're going to get a lot of kids some experience, but we kind of want somebody to eventually, you know, rise to the top and take over some of those, you know, defensive positions also. But yeah, defensive line wise, you're going to see a big rotation there, trying to keep guys fresh too. We got a lot of guys playing both ways, so we're going to need some guys to, you know, spell some kids.
Well, and I think that's part of the fun too of those first couple of games of the season, is you get those guys an opportunity to get out there, and sometimes you just don't know how a kid's going to react until they're in that live game action, and maybe they take their game to another level, and it's fun to watch those guys go out there and compete for those spots.
It certainly is, and the other thing you know, we kind of noticed too is it elevates the practice too. Guys are still competing for positions, they want to be on the field, so we have seen, you know, more productive practices as well.
Well, and I'm sure that competition also helps hopefully keep a healthy mindset, you know, that a number of guys can go out there and help the team. Oftentimes, I'm sure there's a little bit in the back of a kid's mind that, you know, it gets frustrating if they're not, you know, getting out there the way that they want to. But hopefully you have the right mindset with your kids that, you know, I'm going to get a chance here and there. It's just I got to go out and prove it when I get the opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely. And we talk about that a lot before practice starts, at the end of practice too, just to let our kids know that, hey, everybody's going to get a fair chance here. You just got to do the right things, be a good person, and, you know, compete hard, and that's what we're looking for.
Well, this week one opponent, obviously got to see them last year in Sadell, and they're a different team from a year ago. They lost one of their star offensive players there in Cash Lee, who kind of did most everything for them offensively, and he was a good leader on their defensive side as well. What do you know here about the Eagles?
Well, we just got a few plays on tape, kind of like our scrimmage. They seem to be kind of running some gun pistol option type stuff. You know, last year I think they were a little bit more under center, running some spread option stuff. This year they're out of the pistol. They got a really nice quarterback, big kid. He might be one of the bigger kids on the field, but he can certainly run. If we don't swarm and tackle him defensively, we could be in trouble there. They got a couple nice offensive linemen too, a few backs that can get some things done. So defensively, you know, we're going to have a little bit of a test there and see if we can, you know, keep somebody from beating us by themselves. Offensively, we just are worried about taking care of ourselves. And I think if we're doing the right things and focusing on what we need to do, we should be okay.
Well, and if it's anything like last year, I'm sure you'd be pleased if it went that way again. The guys went out there and I thought competed well in that opening game of the year, kind of set an early tone. There was a good effort, I think, from everybody across the field, and that's what you want to see in week one.
Yeah, and that's something we've been stressing in practice. You know, we want to get off to a good start. Special teams will be critical, too. We're not looking to do anything crazy, but we're looking to be just really sound and fundamentally sound on those special teams, whether it's kick return, punt return. We want to make sure we're all out there lined up correctly and executing what we need to get done.
And sometimes it can be about those attention to details, the small things throughout the game that maybe you get in the mindset that this is routine, but it needs to be good to have an effective football team. Have you seen that in practice?
Definitely. We've stressed a lot of that. You know, first game of the season and all season long, you know, turnovers are going to be critical. We put the ball on the ground a couple times in our scrimmage, and we've addressed that can't happen. Even though we kind of, you know, got that fumble back, you know, that's a concern, and it's a concern in any game. Penalties, you know, we didn't have a ton that we were real concerned about, but we had a few, and those are something that can hinder your football squad. So we want to make sure that we're cleaning everything up and we're out there just doing the best we can, competing hard.
When you talked to us about the kids wanting to go out there and leave a positive impact here last season, that the Trojan Bowl is going to look the way it does right now. You're getting to celebrate 125 years of Atlantic football. So, you know, a little extra added in the back of the mind of, you know, how kind of important this season is.
Yeah, very important, especially for our seniors. They've done a tremendous job. We only have 9 of them, but I can't expect anything more out of those guys. We feel, you know, they wanted to leave a legacy, and that starts, you know, Friday night here. And, you know, I think our seniors have done a great job leading the way. We got a little extra special stuff planned for this big 125-year kickoff, so to speak. But we're going to try to make it fun and play good football.
Well, and I think something else that's worth pointing out as well, you mentioned maybe a slim senior class, but overall you've got some pretty decent numbers. I think there's, you know, pretty good numbers down in some of those lower classes. Sounds like a fairly big freshman class, so it's good to see the numbers and trending in that direction.
Yeah, we've just got a couple, 3 more kids that have kind of moved in here recently. We had a bunch move in at the beginning of our fall camp, but recently we've had 2 or 3 more jump on board, so we're pushing that 70 level. You know, we feel being 2A now that's probably a pretty comfortable level to be at. Now, you know, you ask the coaching staff, we always want more kids. But when we, you know, take a step back and look at how many kids we have out, we feel very comfortable with where we're at.
Well, part of that experience at the Trojan Bowl is getting the local community to come out and support the team. So we certainly encourage everybody to come out here on Friday night to fill the stands there and enjoy this 125th year of Atlantic football.
Yeah, it was really nice to see our kids noticed it. Even at our scrimmage, the stands were full, the crowd was loud. You know, our kids were really excited. So we hope they can do that, and we certainly appreciate their support.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you taking the time to speak with us. We look forward to hearing from you each week here on Trojan Preview, and thanks.
Yeah, thank you, Chris, and thank you, KJN.
All right, that's Atlantic Head Football Coach Mike McDermott. That's Trojan Preview here in week 1 on KJN.